Carl Schwartz stands near the Lake Michigan shoreline and looks through binoculars. What he sees at water's edge makes him as happy, you might say, as a lark.
Oh, now here's another new species for the day. The small duck out there, right at the edge of the rocks, is a red-breasted merganser, and we have not seen one of those.
Schwartz and three other men with combined bird-watching experience of about 150 years drove to the shoreline in Sheboygan just before sunset on Wednesday for the last stop in a birding marathon. The team started at midnight at the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area and wended about 500 miles through other birding sites in the central and eastern parts of Wisconsin. Noel Cutright of the Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory says the goal of the sleep-deprived mission was simple.
Raise money. There's a number of bird species that are declining, and we have a number of bird conservation issues that need to be addressed. Folks like the DNR and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they have ever more to do with less money and less staff.
Cutright credits the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative for coming up with the Birdathon with help from the Natural Resources Foundation. Cutright's team and four others elsewhere in Wisconsin this month have collected pledges from people based on the number of different bird species observed on a Birdathon journey. Back at the shoreline, Carl Schwartz, who also coordinates the Bird City Wisconsin effort, has spotted three species of gulls.
The Bonapartes, the very smallest of the three, and then the ringbilled, and then the herring. The ringbilled often range inland, and we've seen a few of those inland today. But the herring and the Bonapartes pretty much stick along the Lake Michigan shoreline, and these are the first ones we've seen today.
Schwartz says the birders don't just count what they can see. He says listening for birds, or what's called birding by ear, is also part of the tally.
You're doing something like a birdathon, and you're simply trying to identify a bird and identify as many birds as possible. Sometimes you'll settle for just knowing that what you've heard is that particular species of bird.
The occasional difficulty in sorting out a specific bird call or identifying a bird on the fly did trigger some debate during the birdathon. Tom Utek of the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology says at one point he and Noel Cutright had a lengthy discussion over which bird they had heard.
And I think we finally decided that it was one that was going to keep migrating through instead of one that was going to stay there and breed because of the way it was interacting with us.
The consensus verdict was a Philadelphia vireo. After more consultation, including via email yesterday, the four birders decided they had observed 162 bird species during their trip. They raised about $5,000. Noel Cutright says the money will go toward bird conservation projects in Wisconsin or as far south as Costa Rica. He says many birds in Wisconsin migrate, and cats, habitat loss, windows, pesticides, and other threats to birds are pretty much everywhere, too. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Sheboygan.